This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.
This is Late Night Help. This is the radio show that cares about the most important part of your life, your health. During the next 2 hours, we're going to take a look at everything from self-worth, parenting for special need children, why you should want to communicate with those who have passed away, and even why vitamin D is so important to pregnant women. That and much more as Late Night Health takes to the air. Hi, I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne, and we're going to spend these 2 hours reaching points that I think are important to each and every one of us. We should at least know about them so that you and me can make choices in our healthy lives. We go right now to the East Coast, to Philadelphia, where I love the food, and I love the people there, too. I met a young lady about a month and a half, almost 2 months ago now, Rebecca Austin Clausen, not like the pickles, only one S. She is the author of Changemaker, How My Brother's Death Woke Up My Life. But Becky, as she is called, is much more than just the author. She lives this, and it's hard to put down. The episodes and adventures that Becky has been having for the last few years is amazing. We'll be talking about that. Becky is also an occupational therapist, and I need to talk about that just for a brief second. What is an occupational therapist, Becky?
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
I'm so thrilled to be on your show. Thank you very much. I've been an occupational therapist for about 40 years, and what occupational therapy does is utilize activity in order to promote wellness. And so it's really a blast to be able to share my occupational therapy background on your radio show.
Well, thank you. But you're doing something even more unique. I have not heard of this before, in that you are actually teaching occupational therapists Reiki healing.
I am, and I'm absolutely delighted to be doing this. Since 2005, occupational therapy practitioners have been able to utilize complementary modalities, including Reiki, as part of our occupation-based treatment. And since 2015, I've been delighted to teach Reiki and Occupational Therapy Level 1 and Reiki Level 2 at our American Occupational Therapy annual conference. And so I've been traveling around the country teaching it at AOTA conference, state conferences, and universities that provide OT, and it's really been a blast. Now, Reiki can be taught to anybody. I've just concentrated lately on using it with occupational therapy, and so we combine it with spirituality, and it works really well.
That is terrific. Great, great ideas. If somebody is injured, I guess, at work, or this is something that they should probably ask for their therapist, hey, do you do Reiki as well? Just saying. All right. Let's talk about your brother and you, first of all. Were you close when you were kids and growing up?
Absolutely. We had four kids in our family, and David was my only brother. He's about 4 years younger than I am. And so when he passed, he was 37 years ago. He was 37 years old, and this happened 22 years ago. And I was scared to publicize what happened because I thought people would think I was absolutely an imbecile and lost my mind. But a few years ago, I decided to publish the story in our book, Changemaker, and it's been gratifying to be able to hear the response, and people have been really quite supportive of the whole process.
I was close to my parents. I was my mother's caretaker. My uncle was very close to me, one of my uncles in particular. I have a favorite aunt who, well, when I was about 17 years old, she was staying at our house because my parents were on vacation, watching my younger sisters primarily, and she showed up. She said to me one morning, "Are you growing a beard secretly?" And she was one of my favorite people. I mean, a little bit off the wall. Why do I need or want to communicate with these people?
It's been such a healing experience for me to realize that life continues forever. When my brother passed, it was the worst thing that could have possibly happened to me. I couldn't find anything positive in the experience at all. And I actually believe that everything in life has a positive bent to it. And I couldn't understand it. But to be able to continue talking with my brother and other loved ones that have passed on and additional spiritual entities, it just, for me, it brings a wonderful sense of calm and comfort and togetherness and almost like a full circle with our relationship. So our relationship did not end when my brother David passed. It's continued and deepened. And it's been wonderful.
And you also had a spiritual healer, and I wanted to mention Nancy, who passed about a year ago. Both of these people passed very young.
Yes. Nancy, I went to look for a teacher after I learned how to talk with my brother, which happened about 6 weeks after he died, and I was riding my horse through a Christmas tree farm, and it was the first day that I actually felt joy, because a lot of times when we're grief-stricken, we can't feel anything except for the grief. And it was a beautiful day. It was, it was the middle of November. We had just had a frost, and the sun was sparkling, and icicles were shimmering. And I said, thank you, universe, for a beautiful day. And I closed my eyes, and there was my brother, along with additional people, my grandparents and friends that I'd known that had all passed. And it was a wonderful, wonderful experience. I realized life is eternal. And so what happened was I looked for a teacher because I wanted to be able to continue this. And I found Nancy, and her name's Nancy Ariel. And it was a wonderful, wonderful relationship that we had 20 years ago, and it's continued always. And I spent about 3 to 6 hours a week with Nancy, and it was just fantastic. She taught me a lot, and it was really sad when she passed. She just passed right around this time, right around Christmas. It was right after Christmas last year, but she's definitely still around, and so it's been awesome to continue our friendship.
We don't have farms out here. But we, you know, we do have a lot of nature areas. And in your book, you recommend that if people want to meditate, you meditate while riding a horse. I was just, did I send you that picture? I will have it posted on the Late Night Help website shortly. I think you've seen it, haven't you?
I haven't.
Me on a horse?
You on a horse?
I didn't share that with you, Daryl.
Let's see. Somebody was holding the reins. Somebody was holding you up. Somebody was grabbing the horse so it wouldn't move.
I was so scared.
It was a Shetland pony, or it was...
It was Big Red. The biggest horse in the stable.
Somebody came to your front yard with a pony ride.
No, it was when I was in Mississippi.
No.
Yeah, but it was, I mean, it was a great experience.
It was a stuffed animal.
No, you'll see the video.
Not.
I'm doing a TV show, and I was hosting a TV show. And
you were paid to be on the horse.
I was paid to be on the horse. Actually, I was on the horse, and I had to do something. And I turned to the camera, my iPhone, actually, and I said, you know, if you have activities, you need to try this product. It's really great. Anyway, and the client said, you got to do it again. I couldn't fall asleep on the horse. Now, maybe if I did it or meditate on the horse. It took me a while to get onto the horse, longer to get off. But I did enjoy the experience, and I really enjoyed being near the animals. They were wonderful. But Becky, being outside rather than in my studio or in Daryl's studio, is that a better place to meditate and to commune not only with nature, but with those who have passed?
Well, that's a great question. And people don't have to be on a horse in order to meditate. It's just that it for me, I was horseback riding every day, and so we expanded our rides to include meditation. But yes, there's a cool new principle called forest bathing, and it's a wonderful concept where, I think it's in Japan, people are actually starting, physicians are actually starting to write prescriptions for forest bathing, because trees are known to have wonderful energy. I happen to love trees, and spending time in the forest is very healing, very soothing, very comforting. And so spending time in nature is actually my number one recommendation for people that would like to start or expand their after-death communication experiences. And so I always recommend people find a tree that they feel very comfortable with, and it's a funny concept. You know, you think, what do you mean by that? But there actually are trees that are more receptive to each one of our own energy, and if you allow yourself to feel the energy of the tree and just to say, well, yes, I do feel more drawn to this tree, and then go and either sit by that tree or rest beside it or just hang with the tree.
Wow, hanging with the tree. There's a there's an image there somehow. Rebecca Austin Clausen is our guest. She is the author of Changemaker, How My Brother's Death Woke Up My Life. When we come back, we'll start by giving a free course that is on Becky's website. We're going to take some time out. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation. Daryl Wayne running the controls. I'm Mark Allen, talking as I do, and we have Becky as well. I'm Mark Allen. Don't go away. More coming up on Late Night Health. Join us at latenighthealth.com.
Welcome to Guide to the Soul. This is Robert Clancy. Grief can be such a burden on your heart. It can be crippling to the point where you can't even seem to function. I've been there, and I know that pain. But I also know you're not alone in that sorrow. We're all going through something in this life. Just as the sun has to face dark days, so do we. But the sun also has to shine again. Letting go of grief is not about letting go of your loved one. It's about making room in your heart for the love that you hold for them. If you have great grief, then you must have a very big heart too. It's time to fill your heart with that love and share it with everyone.
For more inspiration from Robert Clancy, visit GuideToTheSoul.com or go to the Moments with Robert page on LateNightHelp.com.
The latest from the greatest, the best in new music by classic rockers, with your host, the insane Daryl Wayne.
This is Alice Cooper, and if Daryl Wayne is insane, what does that make me? Criminally insane. Stick around to find out.
It is the latest from the greatest. We've had some really good conversations over the 5 years that this program has been going on with some great rock artists and some people from behind the scenes. Authors and otherwise producers. Some of those have been captured on The Latest for the Greatest, Volume 1. It's available on Amazon, or if you go to BlackstoneAudio.com, BlackstoneAudio.com, or Amazon, search for Daryl Wayne, D-A-R-R-E-L-L, W-A-Y-N-E.
I'm the Reverend Al Green, and I said, Wayne Insane.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
Hi, this is Nate Roos for RAD. Music and friends are two of the most important things in my life, but nothing is more important than life itself. Hey, when you know your friend shouldn't get behind the wheel, drive them home, call them a cab, or give them a RAD card. Music lives, and so should you. I don't let my friends drive drunk. Do you?
Brought to you by RAD, OTS, California Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Late Night Help continues. I'm Mark Allen. Coming up in about 10 minutes from now, Deborah Wallace will be joining us to talk about parenting tips for special needs kids, especially those with autism, here on Late Night Help. Right now, we're spending some time with Rebecca Austell-Clausen, and she is the author of Changemaker, How My Brother's Death Woke Up My Life. She will be back in January, and we're going to make her a contributor to the show, and she'll be back every month or so doing little bits and pieces for us to keep us healthy. Again, I'm going to ask this question. Why do I want to talk to my mom? Maybe I didn't have a good relationship with her. I did have one with mine, but why do I want that connection to continue?
Great question, Mark. Especially if you don't have or you didn't have a good relationship with your folks. Once people pass, what I've learned is that there is minimal to no judgment where they are. And so when people pass, there's sort of like a life review, and they understand everything that has happened while they are on Earth, and they don't have a judgment about it. It's just a period of acceptance. And so by you learning to communicate with loved ones, whether you have loved them or not, it can help ease a lot of the traumas that maybe you've experienced in the past relationship with that person. It also is a wonderful way to extend love. Love is such a powerful emotion, and it transcends all boundaries, including death. And so when we're thinking of our loved ones, they do receive it, and it's wonderful.
I'm going to do a rock and roll analogy. I think it was Jackie Shannon, Love Makes the World Go Round.
Jackie Ooh. D. Shannon.
Ooh, okay. I got most of it right. Because I believe that, too. I think love is the most powerful thing in the world. It's much more powerful than an atom bomb. It just, love is it. You know, when somebody does something loving for you, you just can't, it just makes you feel good.
Agreed.
Last night my wife and I were talking, and I looked up and said, thank God. And she said, why are you looking up? Maybe God's down there, or off to the side, right or left. There doesn't seem to be a spatial place for wherever souls go. Why do we look up?
I agree. It's an interesting thought, because once we pass, there really isn't a differentiation with boundaries. There's actually no boundaries at all. I'll give you an example. My dad passed recently, and he was quite a thinker. And so after he passed, I was thrilled to be able to continue communicating with him. And I said, so Dad, how is it? He said, Becky, it's unbelievable. Well, actually, he calls me Rebecca. He says, up here, you're known as, we didn't say up. He says, in this realm, you're known as Rebecca. So Rebecca, it's absolutely incredible. He says, there's no limit to what I can think, what I can do, what I can explore. There's absolutely no boundaries, no limitations. And so I think just by habit, we look up. But it doesn't have to be up. It can be all around us.
You were also a PK, a preacher's kid. And
yes.
And grew up in the Episcopal Church, I believe, in Methodist churches. Wasn't there a split, a dichotomy between, oh, my God, I can talk to my brother. What do I say to my parents? Are they going to accept that? Is my husband going to have me locked up? I told you that's what my wife would do if I said, by the way, my mom says hi, you know.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was thrilled that both my husband and my family was accepting of this. When the first time I ever communicated with my brother, which is how Changemaker starts out, it was when he was passing. And I was able to feel his energy during that whole passage. And I was so excited to share it with my folks while he was still in the hospital and such. And I thought, you know, I wonder how my parents are going to take this. And Dad said, Becky, people deal with love any way, in a variety of different ways, any way they want. And you had an experience, and I honor that experience. And I thought, wow, that's totally awesome. And so then when I really started to communicate on a regular basis with my brother, both my parents continued to be very supportive. And thank goodness my husband, Jeff, when he was I think he was a senior in high school, he became interested in transcendental meditation. And so he was well aware of meditation and the different experiences one can have. And so he remained very supportive. If I did not have a supportive husband or family or parents, it would have made this very hard. But I was quite lucky that everybody was supportive. And I also think that I was sharing these real experiences. And a lot of times I questioned my own sanity. I didn't know if I was schizophrenic or psychotic or whatever, but I felt great. And so I would share them with love, and they accepted it. So I was very lucky.
But a lot of psychotics feel great, too. And, you know, right?
They do. You know, and so being an occupational therapist, I would go through, like, a reality check. Okay, do I know where I am? Know what time it is? I know who I am, my name, what am I doing? And I was able to answer all those questions I was just having.
I cannot believe how fast this went. So we are going to have you back very soon. If I want to take the free course, where do I go?
Sure. You go to my website, and it's my own name. So it's Rebecca Austell Clausen, REBECCAAUSTILL Clausen, CLAUSEN.com. And it's right on the homepage, upper right-hand corner.
Got it. And we're also going to have it on our website, too, latenighthealth.com. Becky, I will talk to you later on this week. Happy holidays to you. We have to go. Join us at latenighthealth.com to see how pretty Becky really is. I'm Mark Allen. Don't go away. More coming up.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751. Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News. I'm James Stanley with this news update. The state attorney general is using millions of taxpayer dollars to fight President Trump on the environment and immigration.
$6.5 million has been set aside in the state's budget for Attorney General Javier Becerra to hire lawyers and staff, which has led to at least 24 lawsuits filed against the administration this year. John Kupal with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association believes it's a waste of money.
Their arguments over policies shouldn't be taken to the federal courts. Those arguments over policy should be taken to Congress.
A former spokesman for Becerra says the lawsuits will save taxpayers in the long run by keeping current policies and regulations. James Rojas, KABC News.
790 KABC SoCal weather. Overnight, close to 45. 70 in sunshine on Saturday. 72 on Christmas Day. Right now, 49 in downtown Los Angeles. I'm James Stanley, 790 KABC News.
Late Night Health continues. The Insane Darrell Wayne, and I'm Mark Allen. We're here on Late Night Health, offering ideas and suggestions for you to make your lives healthier and better. We're going to be spending some time now with Deborah Wallace talking about some parenting tips for special needs children. Deborah is an award-winning Philadelphia-based journalist. She's been in Cosmo, British Glamour, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Philadelphia Life, on and on and on. And their stories have been published throughout the world. She's the loving mother of an 11-year-old son with autism. And she's very involved with Autism Care, with the Autism Cares Foundation. And we did an interview with them not too long ago. So we're happy to help out. Life has not turned out the way you really expected it to, Deborah, has it?
No, not at all. Not at all.
And can you tell us what happened? You were 53 years old, and what happened?
I was 53 years old. My husband and I had moved from Florida and bought a house in suburban Philly, Huntington Valley. Went through infertility, had a wonderful child. Kind of got over the fact that he had autism, and we're working together as a team when my husband was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. We went for some treatments for 3 years while helping my son with his therapies, and 2 days after my husband's 57th birthday, I had bought him flowers for his birthday and pictures from my son and cupcakes and balloons, and 2 days later I got the call from Temple University Hospital that his heart had given out and that he had passed away. And so this two-man
operation that was helping my son with speech therapy and physical therapy and just about everything under the sun was now me as a single mom running a household, paying the bills. I had been working part-time. My husband was a mechanic. He had owned his own businesses and was kind of in between figuring out his next gig. And when I left the garage at Temple University Hospital and found my receipt, I knew that I was entering an entire new world. You know, my white picket fence, my community, my everything was there, but it wasn't the same. Nothing was the same.
It's been about 5 years, a little over 5 years.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. And I never liked roller coasters ever. My 11-year-old is a big fan. It's been a wild, wild ride with a lot of ups and a lot of downs.
Well, his uncle Daryl likes roller coasters, and he can take them, but I won't go on them either.
Yeah. I just get dizzy. One of the first calls I got after my husband died was from a donor bank at the hospital asking if I wanted to donate his corneas so that other people could see. And you literally have like an hour to make these decisions, which we had talked about. And I was very proud that I didn't get to meet the gentleman or talk to them, but I got letters through the grapevine that a man in New Jersey and a man in Philadelphia could now see because of my husband's gift.
That is terrific. I think everybody should be an organ donor, and I have that stamped on my driver's license, actually. I think it's
a great thing.
I think it's a great thing to do. Let's talk about your son a little bit. How old is he now, and how
he's
is
11.
He functioning?
He's 11. He turns 12 in the middle of January. He is very high functioning. I think my husband and I willed him to do everything that he can do. Autism spectrum disorder because it runs the gamut, you know, from children and adults who speak not at all or have a dozen words or, you know, you hear about the geeks in the Silicon Valley working for Bill Gates. My son has come a really, really long way. He's in an autistic support class half the day and a typical class the other half the day. He does still get speech therapy and other help, learning support, and we have a tutor. He's behind. He's in fifth grade, and some of his work is third grade, some of it's fourth grade, some of it's fifth grade. And some of it, you know, if you can tap the imagination, if you can find the gift that each of our children, I believe, has, whether they're autistic or not, then miracles happen. My son and I write stories before he goes to bed every night, and we really have to put them to paper and computer and record them. And they're about animals and dinosaurs, and he cross-references Disney characters with Jurassic Park, with you know, kind of everything in his world with whales and characters, and they're imaginative and they're wonderful, and who knows? You know, he may just follow in my footsteps and take another genre, become a children's author or a young adult author.
I think that's terrific. Somebody recently told me that, you know, the autism spectrum is so wide that in reality, maybe each of us has a touch of this, that we show up on this spectrum somewhere.
I believe that. My husband had patients for little intricate electronic devices and math and things that I see in my son, but he didn't like, you know, chores or other kinds of things. You know, I thought he was kind of OCD. He was a mechanic who washed his hands 100 times a day. So, you know, kind of everybody has their quirks, and we have to embrace that and appreciate what's exciting about each other instead of what's different about each other.
What would you say is the biggest joy that you have with your son?
The biggest joy. You know, a parent gets a report card or a report or a class project, and I'm sure that they're happy and, you know, and they're bursting with pride. You know, we're a two-man team now, he and I. So, you know, everything I have is invested in him, you know, emotionally and physically and financially. And when he does, you know, a project with elephants or whales or, you know, I've tried to talk the teachers into making more of his work about things that are preferred. You know, if you can throw some dinosaurs in there or whale watching or zoos or anything that, that piques his interest. So when he comes home, it's not about the report card. It's, you know, the accomplishment. Just everything is magnified. You know, he doesn't do well when it snows and we're supposed to have a bunch of people over for a holiday party. You know, he doesn't care. It's snowing. He doesn't have to drive in it. You know, why aren't they coming, Mommy?
Right.
So getting over those hurdles, and he's been to 3 Broadway shows. I usually bring a friend or a helper just so I have some backup.
I volunteer for that. I love Broadway musicals.
Okay.
All right.
He's been to a couple Philly Broadway shows at the Academy of Music. And, you know, we have to park, we have to walk, we have to find our tickets, we have to find our seats. And first time I did it, my mom said, "Are you crazy?" I mean, I've been writing about theater and Broadway and music and movies forever, and I wanted to share that with him. My husband went to hundreds and thousands of shows in the 22 years we were together. And I said, what's the worst thing that can happen? You know, we might have to leave at intermission. He might have a meltdown. He might not like it, you know. But what I find with my child and a lot of children on the spectrum is you get your toe in the water, and the next time they want to put a few toes and then a whole foot, and then they jump in. But nothing is, you know, they don't like surprises, a lot of our children.
Well,
they
you should
like transitions.
Got you.
And life is filled with transitions and surprises and first times.
They certainly are. But you should bring him to Ventura, California after the fires go away. Because we have big whale watching. There's a big whale watching season out here. And I've lived out here for over 20 years. You know, I've never done it. Have you, Daryl?
Absolutely. It's a thrill. Even if you don't see the whales, the dolphins swim around the boats and everything else. But, yeah, it's fun.
It just popped into my head. Have Cindy bring you out. She'll do it.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, my child watches programs and documentaries and commercials, and he sees cruises, and he sees, you know, faraway adventures in Japan and safaris, and he says, "Let's go, Mommy." And I was like, "Okay, let's go." So he's quite the character. He's very funny. He's very sweet. Very, very empathetic. If he met you, or I told him that a friend had a cold or hurt their knee or their back or their toe or anything, 6 months, 2 years later, he would see you again. He would ask you how you were feeling.
And what about people in general within your family of friends and family? How have they acknowledged the autism? Because we don't really know all that much about it with all the research that goes on.
I think I've educated them a lot in terms of you know, appropriate toys and gifts and activities. One of the people that my son has bonded with the most is my sisters live in D.C. and Baltimore, and my middle sister is the mother of a 28-year-old child. She's kind of very patient. That's key, very kind, and they see each other quite often, and she just gets him, and she's good with him, and she knows how to be a little strict but also loving. And I remember I'm 5 years younger than my middle sister and 8 years younger than my oldest, and the stuff that we did together, my middle sister and I, are some of the same stuff that she's doing with him.
And of course, some of that stuff we're not allowed to do because he's only 11 years old. Deborah Wallace is our guest. She's an award-winning Philadelphia-based journalist. And we're talking about autism. In our remaining minute and a half, tell us how Autism Cares Foundation has helped you and your son.
My son and my husband and I started going to Autism Cares Foundation events when Adam was about 3. We heard about these great free activities and events. They've done 1,000 of them in the past eight and a half years. In Philadelphia and the surrounding suburbs, and they're expanding very soon to the tri-state area, so they'll be in New York and New Jersey. And it's a social group where we go to sensory-friendly movies and fitness classes, and they have all kinds of holiday parties. And so when Linda Cooper, who co-founded the group with her husband Frank, heard that Harry had passed, she reached out to me, and she also heard that I was starting my own public relations firm, and I wanted to work with nonprofits, and I wanted to really help people.
Which is terrific. We'll have to talk. Maybe we can help you help them. Autism Cares Foundation, is it .org?
It's Autism Cares Foundation, yes.
.org. AutismCaresFoundation.org. We'll have a story about Deborah and Adam, as well as information about the foundation on LateNightHealth.com. We're out of time. We have to go. Robert Clancy's up next. Don't go away. More coming up as Late Night
Thank
Health
you.
Continues. Thanks a lot, Deborah.
Thank you. It was great.
Hold on.
Welcome to Guide to the Soul. This is Robert Clancy. Grief can be such a burden on your heart. It can be crippling to the point where you can't even seem to function. I've been there, and I know that pain. But I also know you're not alone in that sorrow. We're all going through something in this life. Just as the sun has to face dark days, so do we. But the sun also has to shine again. Letting go of grief is not about letting go of your loved one. It's about making room in your heart for the love that you hold for them. If you have great grief, then you must have a very big heart too. It's time to fill your heart with that love and share it with everyone.
For more inspiration from Robert Clancy, visit GuideToTheSoul.com or go to the Moments with Robert page on LateNightHealth.com.
The latest from the greatest, the best in new music by classic rockers, with your host, the insane Daryl Wayne.
This is Alice Cooper, and if Daryl Wayne is insane, what does that make me? Criminally insane. Stick around to find out.
It is the latest from the greatest. We've had some really good conversations over the 5 years that this program has been going on with some great rock artists and some people from behind the scenes, authors and otherwise producers. Some of those have been captured on The Latest for the Greatest, Volume 1. It's available on Amazon, or if you go to BlackstoneAudio.com, BlackstoneAudio.com, or Amazon, search for Daryl Wayne, D-A-R-R-E-L-L, W-A-Y-N-E.
I'm the Reverend Al Green, and I said, Wayne Insane.
Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
safety.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen. We are joined now from upstate New York by Robert Clancy, the author of Soul Ciphers, the international best-selling author of Soul Ciphers, who is a terrific guy. He's a mentor, a friend, and a brilliant writer. And he is going to talk to us today about self-worth. Why is this important at the holiday times, Robert?
It's particularly important at the holiday times, but more so at any time. I had an interesting thing happen last week. Somebody came up to me, they had my book in their hand, and they said, I want to talk to you about your chapter on self-worth, and particularly this quote that you wrote, and it's, don't let someone's lack of investment in your heart determine your worth. You're a priceless, beautiful soul. And I just turned to them and said, you don't need someone else's approval to know how beautiful and worthy that you are and how wonderful that you're, you know, how wonderful your soul is in particular.
Right.
And, you know, they were very hurt. They're very devastated, obviously.
By somebody else.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But that's, you know, you're in a meeting and you say, hey, let's do this, and you design something. Robert's a wonderful designer. He's redesigned the Late Night Health logo. It's brilliant. But if, would it have upset you if I said, gee, I really don't like that. It's actually pretty bad. That's got to hurt someplace.
Not exactly. In commercial art, believe it or not, you have to let go. If it was fine art, there's a difference,
okay.
I guess. But
right.
Then I would be in love with the painting.
Right.
But, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into commercial art, and that's a great way to actually learn this lesson of letting go of those things, because you might not like the color purple, and I may have used that in the logo. So we show the logo in gray or black and white initially for most presentations, because you don't want color to really to affect something that's already there. And if you look at life that way, too, and remove your preconceived notions of not only yourself, but also the world around you, and view it in this black and white, it's going to make more sense to you than trying to have all this noise involved in the equation.
But when somebody, even somebody who doesn't matter to you, criticizes you, it can affect your self-worth. I can remember a guy, in fact, Daryl and I both know this guy.
Oh, heavens.
I know. I'll tell you later who. But I remember him saying, you know, your voice is really terrible, Mark. It's a terrible, terrible radio voice. Why are you doing this? I was devastated. I ran home and hid in bed for 3 days. It affected my self-worth.
Yeah, but you have to understand, it's, don't let that lack of investment in you determine who you know you are. And you have a great voice, and you need to own that. And that's the voice that you were given, and you can use it. I don't particularly think that I have a radio voice, but people say I do, and some, you know, may think it's horrible. I don't know.
No, you've got a very friendly sound, and
bring it to the world.
And I was really upset with, well, questioned my self-worth until a guy that I was working for who became my radio mentor, Ron McCoy, may he rest in peace, said to me, "Would you stop talking like that?" And I was talking like, "Hi, how are you?" You know, trying to make
you.
Yeah, and he said, that's exactly what he said. He said, "You have to be you." He said, "What you have to say will make your voice sound great."
Right.
And I don't, you know, I'm never going to have a big, deep, round sound. I'm going to have a friendly squeak where there anybody, that's what I've got.
Well, the main thing is to lose your critic. And if you have a negative sound bite in your head, in the old days we called it the record that keeps playing over and over.
Yes.
But today is the sound bite. And if you have that negative sound bite that you know, playing over and over in your head, time to change the channel. You've got to change it to something more positive.
And change that record, too. Robert, thank you very much. We're going to talk to Robert again the day after Christmas. We'll be recording our next show, and Robert will be back on Late Night Health. Visit Robert at soulciphers.com, and you can also check him out at latenighthealth.com. He's got a beautiful picture on the website, and he is a beautiful soul that he shares with the world. I'm Mark Allen. Late Night Health continues. We'll be back. If you don't get hour number two, you can always go to latenighthealth.com and pick it up. I'm going to turn it over to Daryl right now. Thank you, Daryl. And thank you. We'll
Pleasure.
Be back.
If you're listening to Late Night Health right now, you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308, or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751.
This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications,